You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Jason Moon coming up at 7:20. He will discuss a really cool project he has called Warrior Songs, how he helps to heal veterans through music. And right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Jim Flanagan, who is on the stream with us from Chicago. We're talking stand-up comedy and about his excellent career he's got going. Very funny guy. So, Jim, before the break, I asked you who the toughest guy is to follow, and you almost lit up. Like,
it really did.
It didn't take you long to think about that. Who is the toughest comic you've ever had to follow?
So I just had to do it this past weekend for probably the fourth time in my career, but following Brad Garrett at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in Las Vegas.
How do you have to follow him there? Wouldn't he be the closer?
You'd think so, but so he comes in on special occasions, and he was there for four nights for Valentine's Day weekend. I was there with Greg Fitzsimmons, an incredible comic of L.A.
Yeah.
And so Greg headlines the whole week, so when Brad comes in, they kind of just cut the host, and then Brad hosts, does 30 minutes of crowd work.
Man.
you can see it in your face. Just know he's so funny,
right?
He's so famous, and it's so the opposite of the character that they know him for. And he's the guy whose name is a sign. I mean, it's like following Julius Caesar at Caesar's Palace. Like, it's incredible. Like, you're going up after the guy they're there to see, and he just crushes for half an hour with incredible crowd work. And then I do 10 minutes, and then he does 30 more minutes of crowd work.
Oh my gosh.
And then brings up the headliner for 20.
Well, at least you don't have to do like a full 30 minute or 45 minute set after him. Maybe that's the silver lining.
You think so. But the thing is, by the time they figure out what I'm doing, it's like, thank you, good night.
Right. When's Brad coming
back
up?
Of the time, that's it. I spend most of the time apologizing and just telling them that he'll be back soon. He's the nicest and most generous. It's a tough gig, and you sink or swim. And I think it makes you better. I had really fun shows because you kind of just, you know, in big moments, it's either like, well, we either adjust or we.
Right.
You beat you, right? And in this case, it was just like you make some adjustments. You kind of try to ride that wave a little bit that they give you. It's great momentum if you can keep it, but it's hard to keep their attention after they're like, "You see that three-time Emmy winner just made fun of us? Oh, who's this guy?"
Oh, that's funny. That would be a tough guy to follow, and it's such a weird circumstance. My favorite, I had to follow before I even knew who this guy was, Gabriel Iglesias. I just moved to LA, and I got this gig through my friend at Comedy Central, and Gabriel Iglesias goes up for 30 minutes and people can't even catch their breath. Like, and then I go up there, and it was like our buddy Paul Gilmartin said, you could hear a bead of sweat roll down my back. Like, that's how quiet the room was. And I got to do 45. It was awful. But my favorite story,
Brutal. This
is great. Bill Hicks went up at the Funny Firm in the mid-90s, and Dan Whitney, before he was Larry the Cable Guy, we were hanging out in the back room, in the back of the room, watching Hicks, who is just destroying the place. And Dan sits up on like a bar railing or whatever where there was a candle lit, and he sits on it, and it singes his butt, and he has this 6-inch long brown streak on his pants. And he goes, oh no, I got to follow Hicks with a crap stain on my ass. It is horrifying. Like, do you bring your own middle act with you typically, Jim? So the show kind of complements each other. How do you do that?
I would love to be at a point where they let me do that a little more often. You know, so often on the road, it's just kind of, it's whoever's in town, right? As far as openers, or whoever they can get, whoever. Sometimes I get to bring my own opener, and I want a challenge. Like, I want someone who's going to push the envelope a little bit. I want someone who's going to make me better. You don't want someone who just lays down in front of you. To me, it's almost harder to bring back a dead room than it is to follow someone who does a great job. But there are certain things. Like, you don't want someone who is, you want someone who sets up your show, right? So I do mostly material. So someone doing a lot of crowd work right in front of me isn't always the most conducive for me, but you adjust, you move on.
Exactly. And that's the sign of a really good comic, right? I mean, if you can do that where you don't go, oh no, this is all I have. Like, when you're headlining, you're expected to be able to adjust, right?
You really have to. You have to watch the show. I spend a little time in New York here and there, and because of just the pace of New York comedy, you see people coming in and out without ever seeing what's happening before or after them on a show. They just go in, do a spot, and leave, and you'll see people repeating crowd work or repeating, topics that someone just did right before them. To me, it's so important to watch a show and kind of cross things off your list and go, okay, well, I'm not going to do that because they did something in front of me. But I think it's your job as the comic who's later in the bill to make those adjustments, not asking them to stop doing those things in front of you.
Absolutely. A couple more questions, Jim. Okay, so where are your favorite cities outside Chicago, assuming your hometown is one of your favorite cities to work? Where do you like to work? What's a good comedy city for you?
This sounds like I'm just saying nice things because of where I'm at, but Wisconsin is, bar none, my favorite place to do comedy.
No kidding.
I've had incredible shows everywhere from Comedy on State in Madison, which is just a legendary club.
Yeah.
The old Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee was just one of the hottest rooms. To very small town. Like, I can't even think of the name of this little town right now, but like, it was an actual movie theater. And it was, you'll go up at some of these venues in Wisconsin, and it was a blizzard out. And this was maybe 6 or 7 years ago when UW was in the Final Four, and they still all showed up. And I'm like, why are you here? And they're like, because you're here. You came, so we might as well, you know what I mean? We might as well show up to watch you. And it's just, I just think it's a great place to do stand-up. But Nashville has become close to my heart lately. I love it out there. And as weird as the audiences can be sometimes, there's something special about seeing your name on the Vegas Strip. There's nothing like it.
Wow, that's interesting. That's a great answer. Did you work the Comedy Cafe when it was on Brady Street, or the one where they moved downtown?
No, I was at Brady Street where they bust people in on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Everything you wanted. They had great crowds, low ceilings. You know, it was a great room and great audiences. But they'd pack it out. They were smart. They got stuff. They just let loose a little bit. Yeah, I nothing better than that room.
I agree. That was I didn't do stand-up for that long, but that was my favorite room to work as well. Such a great room. All right, Jim, you're flipping around on TV and a comic comes on. Who are you not turning off? Who can't you turn off and you have to watch them?
Dave Attell.
Nice.
Have you seen his Netflix special recently?
I worked with him back in the day, but I have not seen any new specials, but I hear he's churning out jokes like nobody's business. I mean, the guy's incredible.
So great. To me, he's just the best to do it. And that's another one. You ask about kind of like where you'd love to be in your career. Just a guy that the back of the room loves. The comics are sitting there paying attention. They know it's great stuff. Just so clever, so quick, and he's really rapid fire, which I love. He hits a topic and leaves it and doesn't come back to it. And I think that's, some people really sit in the pocket, and that's a huge skill onto its own, but he kind of just goes in, skewers it, and is done with it very, very quickly, the way you see a lot of comics do anymore.
That's so great. That was so inside baseball what you just said. I love that. All right, so what I typically ask most guests, Jim, is if they're binge-watching anything. Are you watching a show you can recommend or something you can't turn off that you're really into and you can't wait to watch when you get home at night?
I just finished, I really wish I could remember the name of it right now. There's a new Netflix show with Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're selling a house. That's the premise of the show is they're selling a house that, like, he it's an artifact and they built together. And it's funny. It's also a little unbelievable, kind of like an Ozarks to it, where all these keep happening and you're like, wait a second. But you kind of suspend the disbelief. And one of the coolest things they did was they wrapped it up at the end of the season. So I don't know if there's going to be another season or not, but it kind of doesn't matter. You know, it's not going to be like a show where you invest 40 hours of your time and then you get all mad because you never know what happens to these characters.
That's pretty cool. Did you look it up, Con?
Yeah, it's No Good Deed.
No Good Deed.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. I haven't seen that movie. I haven't seen that. How many episodes of that? Is it like eight or something?
It's like eight.
I love
that. Yeah, like 40 minutes each. Very dark comedy. And just a plot line that just, it's great. All these couples are looking at the house and all their lives become intertwined somehow. And there's some things happening that you don't really understand. And Ray Romano plays a dark character very well. I feel like there's some skeletons in that closet. He does a great job at some of these weirdos.
That's so great. Jim, thank you so much for your time tonight, buddy. It's been great getting to know you. Please keep us posted if you have Wisconsin dates coming up. We'd love to have you back on. And get that Dry Bar special, man. You're way too funny not to be on Dry Bar. And swear, please.
I appreciate it, man. It's been so fun to be here, Pete. I'd love to come back anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much. That's Jim Flanagan. Check him out. Follow him on social media. He's got some dates coming up. Nothing in Wisconsin at the moment, but he performs all around the Midwest. And like you just heard, he was in Vegas and Arizona. So very funny comic. We've got Jason Moon coming up soon. Very excited to talk to Jason. He founded a project called Warrior Songs, which helps... he's a veterans advocate, which helps and it helps veterans heal from their time overseas. And Jason is a veteran himself and was injured in combat. And I am very excited to talk to him about how he founded this group and all the great work they're doing. So you won't want to miss that. We have tomorrow night on the show. Who do we have tomorrow? Oh, another comedian, Jeff Kane, who is from my hometown of Marinette. And he just won a big comedy contest out in Colorado. So we'll talk to Jeff. Then we've got Nathan Demming on tomorrow night. He's doing a tour of Wisconsin with his film February, and he'll be in Marinette on Saturday. Tomorrow's like an all Marinette show. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
So, all right, we can celebrate Marinette. Coming right back with Jason Moon, folks. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, Fuse Day, as we call it, because we're lighting it up. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, a very cold Tuesday night here in the state of Wisconsin as we broadcast statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Hopefully we can warm things up a little bit right now because I believe my next guest is joining us from Arizona, and hopefully some of that warmth will come through over the stream. He is an Army veteran and a veterans advocate and a founder, one of the founders or the founder of the Warrior Songs Project. Jason Moon joins me now on the stream. Hi, Jason. Do we have Jason?
Appears we're having a little technical
issues. Some technical issues with Jason. Okay. We'll figure that out. Jason founded the Warrior Songs Project that helps veterans heal through music, which is a great program. He's also a musician. He's a veteran himself, and I believe was injured in combat and found music as a good way of healing himself. So we'll talk to Jason once we can get him lined up here. We're having some issues on the stream. Our question of the night, if you want to get in on the fun, folks, you still have time, is what is your favorite John Hughes film? It is John Hughes's birthday today. And mine was, I had trouble choosing, actually, because I think his best film is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But my personal favorites might be Vacation and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Conrad said Uncle Buck and Christmas Vacation. Our previous guest, Jim Flanagan, said Home Alone. He also created the Home Alone franchise. So that's pretty cool. But let us know what yours is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Can people still text us on the app? I know there was a cutaway to a political...
It actually would go to a difference.
Oh, it would? Okay, so text, we wouldn't see that.
Join us on the...
Join us on the stream. Yeah,
and text and through the comments there.
Through the comments on the stream. Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And the WGB website, are we still up there?
No, we are not.
We're not. Okay, so...
It's just stream right now.
Just stream right now. Okay, very cool. So we're going to replay this again on Friday, which will be nice because we'll be at the Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin branch Christmas party, which will be fun.
Yeah.
And I know Conrad is planning on getting really drunk. So we will do that. How are we doing? Do we have any more luck here trying to get Jason?
I think Jason's here now.
Do we have Jason? Jason, are you there?
I am. Can you see? Oh, there I am.
Awesome. You're Don't tell me you missed my incredible introduction of you where I heaped praise on you, and I hope you didn't miss that because of a technical issue.
It shut off the audio in my my earphones, so that's all right. I like to stay humble, so all the good stuff was true.
You're doing some great things. You're an Army veteran. Thank you for your service. You're a veterans advocate and the founder of the Warrior Songs Project. I mean, talk about a guy who is doing his part to help veterans. Are you in Arizona tonight?
Mesa, Arizona. Yeah. Oh, we moved out here from my wife to go to grad school about 7 years ago, and throwing out the snowblower just made me stay out here. You don't have to shovel the heat.
Oh,
you never
my gosh.
Fall and break your hip on the heat. So,
you know, it's funny when I lived in Los Angeles for years, and when I moved back here, people are like, oh, you're so much better off here than with those earthquakes and the tidal waves or whatever it was. I said, you know, I'm glad I'm here, but you're more likely to slip and crack your head open on the ice and be done in by an earthquake.
Just going to Christmas dinner sometimes was a life-challenging experience.
Exactly. Well, it's
but I miss the people. I tell you that I miss the people. The Midwestern people are the nicest people in the country.
Well, that's very well said. And it's great to have you on the show. Before we get into Warrior Songs and some of the stuff you're doing, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself? I know you're originally from Wisconsin. I know you served in the Army. Tell us what brought you to this point in your life, if you would.
Sure. Yeah, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, raised in Eagle River, Wisconsin, poor. And to go to college, I joined the military at 17, Wisconsin Army National Guard, 724th out of Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, was well under my way of spending my 8 years getting my degree there.
8 years.
And, philosophy and religious studies. I didn't want to miss out on anything. Okay. And, I got out of the military in July of 2001 or August of 2001. And then 9/11 happened and I was out. But, you know, they were sending the guard to guard water for treatment facilities and the borders. And we didn't have a TSA at the time. So I thought, you know, hey, I don't want to be that guy who sits in a bar, you know, 10 years from now, like, didn't you go to Iraq? No, I got out 1 month before 9/11. Right, thanks for the free college money. So yeah. I re-enlisted thinking I would go, you know, to be utilized like the National Guard. And Uncle Sam had a different plan. And he sent us to Iraq, 0304. And I came back broken with PTSD, suffered for 4 years, taking whatever the VA would give me and a little bit of self-medication with alcohol. And then finally, in the spring of 2008, I attempted to end my own life. I'd had enough of it. And it was in my recovery that I started writing songs about the experience of coming home with PTSD and the loss and the confusion and the substance abuse and the nightmares and insomnia. And lo and behold, other veterans really thought that helped them too. And I started getting emails and phone calls, and I was in the process of switching from my master's to my PhD. And I just kept getting all these correspondences from family members and veterans. Like, this is really important music. This is how I feel. And then I got one from a mother whose son had been in Iraq in the same place I was, Tilil Air Base, same time I was. He had been home 4 or 5 years at the time, had attempted suicide 3 times, but like me, he didn't have a problem. He didn't need any help. And she said she played him the song, Trying to Find My Way Home. He broke down, cried, told her what he had seen and done, and checked himself into the 40-day VA residential program the next day. And that was it for me. I was like, all right, I think the big guy's sending me a mission.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm kind of speechless. I think that's such a fascinating, I mean, congrats on making it through all that. And especially what you do now for others. We're going to get into that too. After a quick break here, and we have that song, Trying to Find Your Way Home. Great song. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I want to ask you, well, we'll talk about that, but we're going to do a quick break. And we'll be back with our guest, Jason Moon, the founder of the Warrior Songs Project. He's an Army veteran himself with an incredible story. And we're going to hear more from Jason on the other side of this short break. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there. They're probably alone, solitaire.
Welcome back. So weird not hearing the news there. We have we are live on the stream. Hopefully you're joining us, folks. We have a great guest on right now. Jason Moon is joining us. He is the founder of Warrior Songs. He is a veterans advocate and a veteran himself who helps other veterans heal from PTSD through music. Jason, it's so great to have you on the show. Can you talk a little bit about your connection to music? And I assume it predates your military service, or maybe not. Is it something you found after?
No, I grew up singing songs around the campfire and singing out at the bonfire parties we'd have up there in Eagle River. And, you know,
nice.
Went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh and started playing and got involved in the folk acoustic scene around there. So by the time I went to Iraq, I was already a professional musician, and I put shows on over there. And it wasn't until I got home and started dealing with all the negative symptoms and emotions that I found it really hard to write. I found it really hard to perform, to go out and be on stage. And so I kind of let it take a back seat until I finally, 5 years after coming home, started writing the songs for Trying to Find My Way Home. And that kind of rekindled that love of it.
So you just said this fellow soldier heard the song Trying to Find My Way Home. That's the song or the album or both?
It's both. It's okay. The album with the song on it.
Okay. Yeah. When did you write that song? Was that pre-service, or was that when you got back as a way to help you heal?
I actually started it in Iraq, just kind of the chorus. As I had gotten back from leave, I realized how strange and how changed I was by this experience to come home for 2 weeks and be around normal civilians and then get thrown back into a war zone was kind of a shock. Jeez. And then it wasn't till I got home that I just kind of finished it. And it was the only song I had finished for 5 years as I struggled through all those symptoms. And I didn't really play it anywhere. And then it just started to get shared, got in a documentary and got used by a nonprofit called Soldier's Heart in a documentary called On the Bridge. And that's when it kind of blew up with all these. I thought I was alone. I thought I was the only one who came from Iraq and felt like this. And after the music got out there, then I started just getting inundated with phone calls and you know, requests to speak and perform. And turned out I'm not the only one.
That is
incredible. That's the pop.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, the beauty and the power of art, that's really amazing. And I applaud you for that. Let's hear this song. It's such a good tune. I want to thank you for sharing with us earlier. We cut it, and we're going to play it for everybody right now. This is the song Trying to Find My Way Home, written by Jason Moon. He's my guest right now. Here's the song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Warrior songs.
How do they expect a man to do the things that I have, come back and be the same? The things I've done that I regret, the things I've seen I won't forget, for this life and so many more. And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. And I've seen another side, another slice of the pie that didn't seem too fair to me. People who did not deserve the sufferings that they incurred. Freedom ought to be free. I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. I'm trying to find my way home. Whether we lose or win, I'm so sick and tired of the spin. Don't think I can take any more. Truth must stay in disguise, hidden beneath all the lies. What were we fighting for? And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. I'm trying to find my way home. Keep a smile, look into the eyes of my child, and tell him my dad has to go. And after daddy's went away, he's come back and he ain't the same as the man that you used to know. And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. Sitting here with time to kill, staring out my windowsill, trying so hard to forget. In time I may forgive myself, but history repeats itself and burdens my soul with regrets. I'm trying to find my way home. Child inside me, long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. Lately it's occurred to me, it's hard to fight an enemy that lives inside of your head. Spend my life in between the sleepless nights and the bad dreams. I might rather be dead. And I'm trying to find my way home. child inside me, long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. So how do they expect a man to see the things that I have come back and be the same?
Just a beautiful song, Jason. That was Trying to Find My Way Home by my guest, Jason Moon, who is the founder of Warrior Songs. And his purpose is to help veterans heal from PTSD through music and song. Where can people find out more information about everything you're doing, Jason? This stuff, I'm sure it's a nonprofit, but it doesn't pay for itself. How do you get funded? Can people help? And how would they find out more information?
We're always excited to receive donations. Warriorsongs.org, warriorsongs plural.org. But all of our music is free to download, and we'll send it to any veteran free of charge. We've distributed over 80,000 copies of CDs free of charge since 2011, and prevented 34 suicides. Through that action. So they're welcome to come see what we're doing, find out about the Warrior Songs volumes we're creating now with other veterans, sharing their stories and having them turn into songs, and find out all about my tour of Wisconsin coming up, and maybe make a donation.
Let's talk about that. That's pretty exciting. You've got Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, and a benefit concert in Milwaukee at Linneman's. Tell us where people can get more information on that, tickets, and are you excited to get back to the Midwest in the warmer months?
I am always excited to come back to Wisconsin in the warmer months. It's 120 degrees down here, and so I get 3 weeks. I come to Wisconsin. I see all my old friends, play all my favorite places, and all the money goes to support Warrior Songs. You can find out more about that at either my personal webpage, jasonmoon.org, or the Warrior Songs page, warriorsongs.org. I imagine the list is too long to read right now, but I'm all over the place and I'm excited.
That's great. What was it like growing up in Eagle River? When I was a kid in Chicago, we used to go up to Three Lakes. My grandparents had a place there in Eagle River. That's where we went to the movies and where we would shop. And I just have this affection. I just feel warm all over when I think of Three Lakes and Eagle River and that awesome little movie theater in downtown Eagle River.
It was, I knew the people that owned that movie theater.
Vilas.
It was a weird experience, because in the winter there were 1,200 people and you could literally take a nap in the center of Main Street, from 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. and no one would know you were there. And then in the summer, there was, 50,000, 100,000 tourists, mostly from the Chicagoland area or down there, the cabins up there. And so it would turn into this booming, exciting, all kinds of new and fun people to meet, and then turn into this absolute podunk, boring, hockey town all winter. So I couldn't wait to get out of there. But like most young people, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And now I love to go up there and hike all the trails. I used to party up.
That's great. You've got a couple award-winning albums, Women at War and The Last Thing We Ever Do. Where can people find those? And how cool is that?
Those are also available free of charge to listen to and or download, or we'll send you a copy at warriorsongs.org. I was touring around with my music, trying to find my home, helping these other veterans, and this woman, she said something to me that changed my life. She, in 2012, she had been raped in the Navy, and she took me aside and said, Jason, I think if someone could help me take my trauma and turn it into a song the way you did on Trying to Find My Way Home with your PTSD, I think I would have a healing like you did. And that was when I was like, oh my goodness, that's brilliant. Who's doing that? So I reached around to my community of musicians and I created, If You Have to Ask, Warrior Songs Volume 1. It's like 14 songs, 46 veterans, a bunch of artists. And that turned out very white and very male. And I got a lot of criticism for that. And I do what I always do when I get valid criticism. I went ahead and created the first ever in the history of modern music, Women Veterans, Women at War. Women veteran stories turn into songs. And that one won the Wisconsin Area Music Award Album of the Year in 2019, I believe.
Nice.
And we just released the last thing we ever do, which was Vietnam era veterans. And we're currently in just about in post-production of BIPOC veterans, Black, Indigenous, People of Color. Then we're going on to Collateral Damage, which just began. That's family and support. How does this war affect brothers, sisters, uncles, mothers, wives, kids, husbands, you know, everyone else? And then we have Native and Indigenous Voices. And that's as far as we have scheduled and budgeted. But it's supposed to be a 10-volume set that'll include every conceivable type of veteran and story in some facet. That's the hope. The most eclectic collection of veteran stories transformed to songs ever created.
That is ambitious and very impressive. We have to do a quick break in about 1 minute, but is part of your program teaching veterans how to play instruments or sing or themselves get involved in the music, or is it mostly just for them to listen to?
No, there's a great organization from Milwaukee, actually, Guitars for Vets, that does the teaching to play. We are primarily about a truth-telling and getting this traumatic experience transformed into something positive, letting it live outside the veteran, and letting it get to other veterans who have similar experiences, and specifically the stories that aren't being told.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't being, you know, featured on modern cinema, or, you know, right, the ones we don't hear about.
We'll have a few more minutes with Jason Moon. This has been fun, Jason, getting to know you, and I love the work you're doing. So we'll talk about it for a few more minutes after a very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It's always fun when we're only on the stream and we lose the radio to a political event and Conrad has to play DJ, and that was a hell of a fade, buddy, by the way.
I didn't mean to click it, and I was like, well, too late now.
We are in the final lap here for Nightlight here on this Tuesday night. My guest is Jason Moon. Check out his work at jasonmoon.org or go to warriorsongs.org and find out more information about what he's doing. He is a veteran and a veterans advocate and founded the program. Is it Warriors? It's Warrior Songs, but you have another one, the Warrior Project.
So yeah, I just founded a new organization, co-founded a new organization called Arizona Warriors Assembly. And this organization is about getting veterans to vetted, safe overseas therapies that use sacred psychedelic medications and indigenous wisdom for healing.
Oh, wow.
So it's not legal here in the United States yet. Ayahuasca, peyote, psilocybin mushrooms, bufo. But veterans are having amazing results. And so
no kidding. Wow.
Created an organization to make it safe, make it vetted, and, you know, make it easy for veterans to get there and for donors to donate. So we take veterans to Colombia and to Mexico and hopefully soon Brazil.
I just want to say everything we've talked about in the last half hour, Jason, and all the things you're doing have made me feel really terrible about my own life. So congrats for that.
Who don't feel bad.
I'm just teasing. Who are your influences, Jason, musically? Like, when you grew up, who did you listen to? Who do you listen to now? And who kind of inspires you musically?
My two biggest influences growing up were Bob Dylan and John Prine, that everybody would know. Yeah. And then on a smaller scale, people I actually got to meet and work with, a songwriter named Jason Eklund and a Milwaukee legend, Little Rev, ukulele player extraordinaire. He was kind of a big influence. He got me turned on to traditional blues and bluegrass and, you know, the Carter family and Americana music. And nowadays I listen to a lot of John Hiatt, a lot of Lyle Lovett. I like a lot of Greg Brown. I love the songwriters, old raspy dudes who can barely sing, pouring their heart out. That's my jam. And just Americana music. I'll never turn off Bruce Springsteen, especially if it's acoustic.
Yeah.
That's kind of my stuff.
Speaking of Springsteen, who's probably my all-time favorite, did you hear the Devils and Dust album?
I can't recall. Can you name a song?
Black Cowboys, Maria's Bed. Jason, I would love to hear what your take is on the album, because he sings about veterans and being sent off to war, and it's very much acoustic. It reminded me a little bit of Nebraska. So something you might want to check out.
If it sounds like Nebraska, I'm going to check it out.
So great.
That's the one that turned me on to Bruce. I was like, wow, to make a demo and have your band tell you, nope, don't touch it.
Right.
What was the name of that again? I'm going to write it down.
Devils and Dust. I would love to hear what you think about it if you give it a listen. Did you see A Complete Unknown, speaking of Bob Dylan?
I haven't yet. I know that it's not all true, and I'm well learned about his truth life. So I don't know. I had a lot of friends who were disappointed by the Johnny Cash biopic, who were huge fans. So I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Well, I'm a huge John Prine fan as well. He was the first COVID death I heard of, and that literally broke my heart, because he's such a great songwriter, and I could lose myself in his music for hours. When you're in Wisconsin, please let us know. If you tour around and get up this way, I would love to have you in the studio to perform, if that's something that would interest you. And my last question for you, are you binge watching anything on TV that you could recommend?
God, I don't really binge watch shows, but I do on occasion have some guilty pleasures. So there's a Netflix one called Warrior.
Okay.
It's about some Chinese American gang fighting in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah. Did that start on HBO?
I think.
Yeah. Some great fight scenes in that.
Yeah, I like the kung fu and the old-timey stuff. And then I've been watching Jack Reacher as it comes out.
Yeah.
I still have an affection for those kind of Rambo-type figures. Even though I know it's not real, it's still fun to watch, just to junk on. So those are my binges.
The third season of Reacher, I think, drops in 2 days, and somehow they found a guy bigger than Reacher to be the bad guy. So that'll be interesting. And then if you like those kind of movies, I would recommend a film called Rebel Ridge. I don't know if you saw that. It's on Netflix, about a veteran trying to get his cousin out of prison. A really good film, like a smarter Rambo. I would recommend that as well.
I would definitely watch it. I like those man against world, just as a fantasy, but it definitely feels like that sometimes.
It's good escapism, but what you're doing is very real, and I thank you for your time tonight. I wish you luck. Keep up the great work, and thank you for your service, buddy. Let's do this again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having me, and please check out warriorsongs.org to listen to this music.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Jason. Warriorsongs.org and jasonmoon.org. Check it out. It'll tell you all the things you need to know about Jason and some of the great work he's doing with Warrior Songs. Thank you also to Jim Flanagan. Thank you for all your texts from John Hughes. Man, we got some great texts tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night to do it all again, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you'll join me. It'll be Wednesday. It won't be Fuse Day, Conrad.
What are you calling Wednesday?
I don't know. We'll have to think of some okay, lighting it up type of thing, right?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I am Peach Wawa. This is Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.